Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Well, we have a guest in the studio, Vincent Pizarro, and hello, Vincent. And that was a Chainsaw Song Fight, Wolfman's Got Nards. So I hear Chainsaw Fight has a really cool show coming up here with the Jasons and... Jason's, which one's the one from Japan?
Jason's is from Japan. They'll be here on April 29th. I don't know what time they're starting because I think there's a DJ set going on or something, but that one's on the 29th with All That Groovin'. I'll be making an event flyer or an event page sometime soon. And then we're playing with DJ's. Sorry?
And you're playing at the Double Down.
Yes.
On the 29th of April.
Yeah.
All right. That would be fun. Yeah. Now, All That Groovin', are they from Las Vegas?
No, they're from Japan as well.
Oh, they are? Oh, cool.
This should be an awesome show. They're pretty good.
Yeah, we've got one band, the Spam 69 from Japan, and maybe one of these days they'll be able to make it out here.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So I have another Chainsaw Fight song here. Guys joined together?
No, since me and you.
Since you came to Mystic.
No, since me and you. Well, I guess that's about the same thing.
Oh, okay, since we became friends?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a pop-up this morning that says, you can't just have spent 1 year being friends on Facebook.
Really?
So happy friend of me.
see that. Well, you know, I've had a few things going on, and it's been pretty rough year here in Northern California. We've had some pretty rough weather, to put it mildly. Okay, so let's have 100 bottles of beer. Here we go by SWAT.
Right here, go home! Nicaraguan style!
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! 100
bottles of beer, 100 bottles of beer! Take one down the drive, and I'm gonna fill it up!
The corporate media is controlling the masses! 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4!
100 bottles of beer, 100 bottles of beer! Take one down the drive, and I'm gonna fill it up!
On break, 1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, that reverb is hard on the ears.
That was beautiful. I don't know if the other guys are going to be able to call in.
I said, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
I was saying the other guys weren't going to be able to call in, but they wanted to say hi. So.
Oh, that's fine. With that song I just played from SWA, believe it or not, that's Chuck Dukowski on guitar there and Merrill on vocals. They were a trio, and you can tell how long ago that was. Ronald Reagan was president then, you know. And years from now, people's songs about the current president will go down in history with a long list of punk rock songs in honor of those who are in the spotlight for our country. They always get it rough, you know. Oh, wait, I see one of the guys from Chainsaw Fight just called in. And who do we have with us here?
This is Wally.
Hi, Wally. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, Wally is with Chainsaw Fight as well as Vincent. They're bandmates on Mystic Records. It's nice to have you guys here.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us what's going on. What's new in Las Vegas?
We're recording some new stuff. We need to go and finish some backup vocals and stuff. But, yeah, we're just about done.
Ooh, that'll be fun. I love new music and old music. We just played an old song that was about Ronald Reagan. I've got a current one I just put out called DC Inflamed. Everybody has their little spin there. So, I see in April you guys have some shows lined up with bands are touring from Japan. And what else is new with Chainsaw Fight?
Yeah, well, there's another show on April 5th, I believe. I can't remember if that's at Double Down or the Dive Bar. I'll have to double check our schedule. And then I want to say June 13th, we're playing with the Jasons at Backstage. You know, Backstage. I always forget the full name. But is that Backstage here in town? Backstage Peely or Barn Peely?
Oh, yeah, on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
I love
that.
So that'll
be with the Jasons and I believe Jerk and some other bands. But it's pretty much us with Jason. We don't care about the other.
Yeah. The band from Japan is also Jason's, but not Jason?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's Jason, but not the Jason.
Yeah, without you.
I'm over here rolling over my cat.
Oh, okay. You're rolling over your cat?
She didn't like that very much. I'm doing this interview in the comfort of my own bed today.
Well, here's one for your kitty. Here we go.
All right.
I thought she might like the doggy barking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where she's like in the store, she like puts like a whole turkey up her dress or whatever. Starts walking in.
It's a classic.
I like the it's actually a guy who puts on a phony belly where he looks like he's pregnant and he keeps shoving stuff up there. And The funniest part I like is where he takes a whole pineapple and he spreads his legs and stuff. It's priceless. I love these guys. I used to work with them back in the 80s. They played the Café de Grand a few times. That video is just outrageous. I love them. These guys are funny. Okay, so, you know, when you get caught stealing, then you start whining. So I got a song that goes along with that. Boo Hoo Hoo from Dave Anchor.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you winning, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo, is all I ever motherfucking hear from you.
Still promoting them, and whoever takes over after me, because 40 some years from now I'll be over 100. Well, maybe I'll still be here. Who knows? They'll be calling me Grabble Gertie in her wheelchair.
Oh, you'll get all those cybernetics that the future is holding for us. You'll just be half robot.
Oh, cool. I wouldn't mind being a bionic woman. That's sweet. I'm so sick and tired of seeing these tragic day in Hollywood saying farewell to Goldie Hawn. It's just one of those fake news things, you know? Do you know somebody in Hollywood actually asked me for my autograph thinking I was Goldie Hawn back in the 80s?
No.
I know that.
Did
was
you sign
a compliment.
It?
No, I told him.
It.
I said I'm not Goldie Hawn, and he kept saying, "Yes, you are. I would recognize you anywhere."
Man, Goldie Hawn is so mean. She didn't even sign an autograph.
I know, right? It was one of those little. I think it was the Mustache Cafe or the Old World Cafe on Sunset. I was with this guy who was a male model, and we were taking a break from the cafe and getting something
to eat. His name was
Kurt
Russell.
What?
His name was Kurt Russell.
And no, actually his name was Greg Schaefer, and we all went to college at LAVC together. A bunch of us, and Scott Mayer was in this movie with Linda Blair, Savage Streets. And I actually got screen credit for doing makeup on the set. And the director liked the way I did. Yeah, it was fun. And the director, he called me over one day. I'm doing makeup, and he goes, "You know, come here. Bring Scott with you." And he puts Scott under the viewer thing, you know, before they go on and start filming. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm gonna get it now. And he says, "You see this?" And he called everybody, all the makeup artists on the set, and he said, "This is what I want." And I'm going, oh. A sigh of relief. anyway, he liked what I did, and it was really fun. I'd sure like to know where my friends are today. I haven't seen, in fact, Scott introduced me to Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers before I booked them at the cafe, and we went over to their apartment a couple times and hung out, and they were telling me that they were struggling musicians, and I said, well, I book shows at this nightclub. I would see if I can get you guys in.
I don't know if anybody's really going to catch on to your sound or anything.
No, I actually really liked them. I did. I liked them from the very beginning, and I used to book them as much as I could, and I would tell them, you guys really got it going on, you know? And as much of goof-ups as they were in the beginning, like the rest of you guys, I always hope the best for all of you guys, you know? And they really went far. No, I think it's their outrageous videos that really got them noticed. You know?
No, we need outrageous videos.
We do. We need some outrageous chainsaw videos.
Oh, yeah.
We got plans. MP4?
We got plans.
Oh, good. Okay. You guys do a great stage act in I'd love to see it on a cool video, you know. People like videos. You know, we live in such a digital world anymore. You know, people like to actually be able to see the bands, and, you know, not everybody can run down to Las Vegas and see it live, you know.
Well, I mean, they should, but...
Yeah, they
should. We understand that it might be a little difficult.
Well, you know, Southwest Airlines is advertising tickets for like $49.
Yeah.
I know. It's time to hop on a plane and... Hey, I just found the book that a bunch of us got written up in. We Were Going to Change the World by Stacy Russo. How fun. She just had another spotting of one of her books at a bookstore. Oh, yeah. I'll have to post that. So, yeah, some of us girls who devoted a lot of our time from the 70s through the 80s are written up in the book. I got a spread there, too, with some photos and things. That's really fun. It's nice when people recognize, you know, the fact that you've been doing this for how many years now? You know, I mean, it was not popular. Oh, I see a really cool poster you guys put together. Ooh, I like this. The Jasons, and they got the fat. I was going to say the pig fat face, but it's the Jason face with the hockey mask. The Jasons of Hollywood. Oh, cool. And then that's a pretty unusual. Oh, okay. I was going to say that's an unusual looking guitar, but that's the way he's got the picture gone. And then Jason Hollywood. Is that a different? That's two different bands?
I think it is a sponsorship through Kramer Guitars. Is that the one you're talking about?
It's just a poster. You posted it a couple of days ago. See, I've been behind the times.
Yeah, they got a sponsorship, so I was just promoting them. Just putting the word out. But
Kramer Guitars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Kramer Guitars. Oh, they're advertising their guitars. Nice. It's a cool photo, though. The leather jacket and the Jason mask and all that. Okay, let me see. What have we got on the board here? Here we go. Let's have some of these boys from Sweden. Oh, I just love their music.
God damn it, Ralph, get out of here. Go on, get. Leave people alone.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
Yeah, shut up, Ralph.
Shut up, Ralph.
Well, you know, I do monster makeup and stuff like that, too. I learned from Michael Westmore's studies in college. So you guys want to do some videos, I'll do some killer monster makeup for you.
Awesome.
I did this one play with El Camino Real. It's a Tennessee Williams play where this guy gets his throat slashed at the fountain. And I put these little Max Factor blood packets on his neck and covered it with mortician's wax and then makeup, so then when he just barely runs his phony knife across his neck, the blood just gushes down. It's so cool. That was fun. We had a sold-out show that night. That was fun. So anyway, boys, it's nice to have you, Vincent and Waleed from Chainsaw Fight.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Out of Las Vegas.
Anybody listening to Vegas, next show is April 5th at the Double Down.
There you go.
Be there or else.
And then the 29th of... and then the 29th at... with the Jasons. The Double Down. Great
the Jasons
place.
Without an A. And then the 13th of... the, June with the Jasons with an A and mini hockey masks
nice.
Backstage bar beggars.
Well, that ought to be a scary night. Got to get some video clips, you know. I've got to make my way down to Vegas and get some footage of you guys.
That would be a good show to
amazing.
Do it.
Soon.
Yeah, if you can make it after that one, the June show, that would be a good one to do. I hope to see you sometime soon.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, boys, well, we're running out of time, so don't forget to party or go home. That was